We are the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, 833-JOE-ALEX. You can join in the conversation, get some advice, some help, whatever that might be, 833-563-2539. Now, I've been married for 4 years. I've been with, almost 4 years. I've been with my wife for seven, and getting a little bit of an itch over here. No, I'm kidding. Seven-year itch. Have you ever heard of that, Alex?
Yes, where okay. You want to cheat.
Well, whoa.
I thought that's what it was. 7 year itch is when people cheat in their marriage.
I just thought maybe it meant like you're getting a little bored in it.
Well, right. People get bored and then they cheat. That's what the saying is.
Well, just to make my life easier when I get home, I don't have that itch then. But the point being, Alex, what do you do to try to spice things up, to try to, I guess, rekindle the romance? And you got a bunch of friends that, how long have they been married? Like different times or?
Oh, yeah. Some have been married now for like 5 years. Some have been married for two, some less than that. But I was just curious, you know, when it's just thinking about serious relationships, how do people, that's something I always wonder when it comes to someone being married, like, you know, how long you have, 7 years or whatever, or I mean, together that long.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time to be with somebody, even if you're not married.
Yeah. Or married 10 plus years. Like, how do you keep it interesting? What are you doing to spice things up? 833-JOE-ALEX. Because I think a lot of people wonder about that.
I think, it's an obvious thing, and I think we'll get a lot of answers that'll kind of agree, is that you got to kind of start dating again. Like, we just had a big thing at therapy last week, and it's just like saying, do I value or put a priority on my marriage? And I really have to make an effort to do the things that, I mean, nobody would believe me, which is fine. But Alex, if you would have met me when I was dating my wife, Lindsay, 7 years ago, you'd be like, oh my gosh, this guy, like, he's a stud. Like, look at all the things he's doing
for
her.
What were you doing?
I always got her flowers like once a week, and I wasn't making that much money. So they weren't like huge bouquets, but
they were the rainbow daisies.
Whatever I could afford, no comment. But I would get her flowers. I would just, you know, send her a nice text every now and then, just telling her how I felt about her and that I was thinking about her or something reminded me of her. I'd let her know. I would hold her hand. I'm not a very intimate, like physically touchy kind of a guy.
You're not?
No. I mean, I like when she touches me in certain spots, but I'm not a real big like hugger or hand holder or anything like that. So I had to actually make the effort to do that. Or even just the act of, I don't know, like making out or being passionate like that. Like now, I don't really do that unless like I'm trying to get some.
So why not?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. That's a whole different thing. But I know that if I do that, that will bring the spark back to our relationship. It's a simple thing. I was kidding around bragging because she's like, you know, saying I don't do things. But I've been a great husband for 2 days in a row. I made dinner last night, which is simple.
That's
but
good.
I actually made that. And it makes a big difference to her. She got up Sunday morning and I was waiting and listening because I was up early. And I heard her. I started brewing the coffee and I met her at the
nice stairs
and I gave her a cup of coffee. I'm not saying you have to be a hand and maid, like hand and foot butler for somebody.
Well, I would
but that
like
makes,
that.
Well, of course you would. But I mean, I think those little details show that you care, and that might help spark it back. At least for me, that's what I found. 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, Phil, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What would you say?
I was going to say, me and my fiance, we've been together for 10 plus years now. And when is the right person, man? And I don't mean to get mushy on you here, but when is the right person? You crave that person. You know, it's a flame that can never be unlit. I mean, unless, you know, there's other problems in the relationship. But if it's a good, healthy relationship, that flame's never going out, man.
Can the flame maybe not go out, but it can get, like, really, really low and barely flicker?
If you let it, if you get lazy, I guess. I agree you should probably go out here and there and do, you know, pull out the extra tricks, you know what I mean? Not just like the Yankee candle, you know what I mean?
You
know,
hey girl,
get
I got you a candle.
Pork Chop
went for Valentine's Day and bought a sex candle.
Yeah, how's that candle still doing? Is that thing still around?
Yeah, kind of.
What does that kind of mean?
Did you say it was strawberry?
Yeah, it's strawberry, and Chase's little six-year-old sister was like, oh, candle smells like strawberries. I'm like, no, don't touch it.
You don't want to go where that candle's been, honey. Trust me on this one. All right, we're the Joe and Alex Show on radio now.